This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, welcome to a Tuesday post-Memorial Day edition of What's On Your Mind. Hope you had a chance to reflect upon those who served this country and gave all in their service to this great country. That's what Memorial Day is all about. Yesterday's holiday was all about. A little bit different, like so many things these days, but nonetheless, it was Memorial Day still. It happened. Still the real deal. Even if you couldn't be out at the Veterans Memorial Cemetery or Fargo National Cemetery or your hometown cemetery for the usual services, thanks to all those great volunteers who do some wonderful things and making those happen as well. And they were out there yesterday, too. So great stuff. All right, today on the program, we are going to chat with the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota. Brent Sanford will be here. Talk with him a little bit about a couple of questions I have. One on the testing as it compares to other places. One on how we report the testing in keeping track of the numbers. You know, we have a baseline. I call it a baseline, I guess. And, you know, where it's just basically anybody that has symptoms that comes in and wants a test and presents at a healthcare a facility, that'd be your baseline. And then you have your targeted testing where you go to a particular location, nursing home, there's contact tracing at a business because there's been several positives. You'll see, does everybody else have it? And that sort of targeted testing. So it's sort of two tiers. They get lumped together a lot, but there hasn't been any spikes, I don't believe, in a long time, other than the ones we sort of are forcing to go find. Do you know what I mean? Make any sense? It's another number. It isn't necessarily part of the same number, it seems like to me. So, anyway, we look forward to getting to the bottom of some of that. We're also going to talk with the money guy. Brian Kronk will be here from Collins & Kronk, local Raymond James Financial Services advisor. Brian's done a nice job of walking us through the process of when, you know, it's smart to get back into the market and, you know, what he looks for to say, you know, is okay, or are we going forward now, and I got to go back. And so any questions you might have for Brian, get him in here today on the program, and we'll get you an answer. Here's how you join us, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also text us, Todd's at 226-8503. I'm at 367-2054. You can also call us toll-free from wherever you're listening. On the Be the Buffalo hotline from our friends at Oasis Petroleum, 855-200-1776. A lot of folks out there that are the Buffalo. Todd, good morning to you. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Good morning.
And Kevin Flynn is here.
Yo, sir.
And Daniel's answering your calls when you call us at any of those numbers today. So there you go. Give us a ring. Market is smoking today. Up 540 points. Likes the idea that there are some vaccines that are gaining some momentum. Do you guys think this, I can never say the word, and maybe somebody here is much smarter than I am, but it's the hydroxychloroquine?
Hydroxychloroquine?
What in the world? Hydroxychloroquine? When?
Chloroquine.
Chloroquine.
Yep.
Okay, how do I come up with a shortcut for that name? Hydro?
Yeah. You think they would have by now, right? That's way too long a name.
Yeah, they use it for lupus. They use it for
malaria.
Malaria?
Yeah.
That's where it was, I think, first discovered. But here's the deal. It has, it's been around so long, it's very, very cheap right now. Okay? And as you probably followed, there are a number of examples where it's worked and saved lives and helped people. Okay? So they're doing testing now in a number of places. And the WHO has come out now and said, we're going to stop our trials on this thing. So here's my question for you. Question of the day. Do you think that is a political decision or a medical decision? Or I could add a financial decision, because political would say, hey, Trump's for this, so we're not. Right? And he's taking it. It's very high profile and everything else. Now, I don't think Essentia Health, you know, in Fargo, North Dakota, is going to be in on a conspiracy against the president. And they stopped it because they said there were some issues with, you know, heart issues in patients that were trying. They were doing, you know, some testing of it in trial there. But then I have another concern, and that is the big pharmaceutical companies. Because if in fact, this hydro drug that I can't say that you guys can, did in fact work, nobody makes much money on it because it's, you know, it's been around for so long, it's cheap now.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the one that Fauci keeps talking about is like ridiculously expensive because it's fairly new.
Follow the money.
Do you think so?
I do.
Oh, every time.
I do.
So you think there are people who say, I don't care if that hydro can help people and it's cheap. I'm going with the one that can make some money, so I'm going to torpedo the other one. You think that happens with somebody's
What's
health?
What's Big Pharma trying to accomplish? And there's your answer.
I'm not a big fan of Big Pharma. I worry about how they've gone about what they've done. I think we've seen that with, you know, the way they push some of the pain pills and, you know, there's
patent manipulation.
There's smelly stuff there.
Yep.
Now, I do think they deserve credit for innovation because somebody has to think of this stuff.
You bet.
And that costs money.
R&D.
Right? That costs money. There's no doubt about it. So, you know, I don't like the idea of dumbing down the R&D on these things and then, you know, saying, oh, we're all in this pool together.
I wonder about motivation. You know, don't do that, but do this. Why don't you just say whatever works? Whatever works for
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
Whatever you're responding to, whether it's hydroxychloroquine, remdesivir,
well,
whatever.
Wait a minute, though. You want them to try it, don't you?
Sure.
You want them to go through a normal trial.
Well, whatever works.
No, but I'm saying you, before it gets to you to say, hey, Kevin, you know, this isn't proven out, but we want to try it. You want them to actually do some trials on it, or don't you care?
You know, I don't know. If
well, I think you have to.
With it, I think
you
have
to exactly. A certain extent. To what extent you need to keep doing a trial is up for debate. But
all right. So I'm just curious, you know, and I could boil this down into, you know, Big Pharma, good or bad? You know, really, I mean, are they more good than bad, or are they more bad than good? We talk about Big Pharma, because I think that's some of what's going on right now. There's no doubt about it. It has been from the beginning, really. Harold in Reeder has a thought on this. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Harold.
Good morning. Back in the 60s and 70s when I was a kid, there was an effective over-the-counter drug called bromoquinine. And it was very effective. Mm-hmm. If you felt a cold or the flu coming on, you took it. The next day you woke up just fine as a fit as a fiddle. All of a sudden they quit making it. And at one time I asked a pharmacist about it. Well, he says, you know, people are allergic to quinine. And I told him, well, people are allergic to peanuts, but they still make peanut butter, don't they? And he had no answer. Big Pharma at work.
So you
love that.
Yeah, you think there's more bad than good from Big Pharma?
I don't say there's more bad than good. I think there's more greed and corruption in Big Pharma probably than in the oil patch.
Yep.
But wait a minute. If there's greed and corruption, that isn't exactly, we can't say that's good, because, you know, it'd be one thing to say, well, you know, I own a car company and I just want to make as much money as I possibly can from people. So I'm going to build this car and I'm just going to, you know, soak them. That's one thing, because you can decide, do I want the car? Do I not want the car? When it comes to your health, when it comes to, you know, a drug from a pharmacist or a doctor that you want to trust, I don't think greed has a place. There, I mean, it can be there, but it worries me when greed would trump your
health.
I
think greed does, because, you know, they quit making that bromoquinine and they came out with Dristan and, you know, all those other over-the-counter pills, and over time they proved to be hazardous. You know, Big Pharma will do anything just to make a buck. Now, granted, they do come out with some good stuff, but there's a lot of the things that they do, as an example, they don't disclose a lot of the negative side effects of their drugs.
All
you know,
right.
Those aren't really, you know, disclosable, so.
They're on every TV.
Yeah, I was going to say, most television commercials, I mean, like, some of the things they say, I'd sooner, you know.
Yeah, the disclaimer is longer than the commercial is.
I'm good with the disease. I don't want the chance of, you know.
Side effects may include a third eye.
Yeah, horns coming out of your head.
Like, what?
Yeah,
would be bad. I could use another eye.
You know, just one note, too. You talked about quinine. Chloroquine is a synthetic form of quinine in hydroxychloroquine. That's what the quin is. It's quine.
I'm confused.
Talk more,
Kevin, you say all these names way too well, man.
Yeah, he does. Dr. Kev there. Harold, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Others welcome. Texter says, see what it did to the vets. Interesting. USDA is accepting applications for the COVID-19 direct payment plan. Two now, by the way. Details on
our
that.
Our region
up.
Has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For Monday Night Football already? Come on, Hank!
I got ketchup on my blue jeans. I just burned my hand. Lord, it's hard to be a bachelor man. I got girls that can cook. I got girls that can clean.
How old is Hank Jr. today?
It's a birthday day.
He is 71 today.
Birthday boy for Hank Jr.
Yeah.
My job right now is to make you hungry.
Oh,
see how I can. How about a meatball dinner? You like that idea of a meatball dinner right now?
Yeah.
Grab and go lunch, home cooking, PetroServe USA Studios, the spot where we make you hungry for lunch every day. That's in Harwood, north of Fargo, I-29. Valley City, if you're cruising I-94, stop at exit 292. Look for the big Tesoro. Hot, what do we got? Hot beef sandwich today. Or chicken pot pie, the big PetroServe USA Tesoro sign leads the way to Valley City there. 12th Avenue, North Fargo location. Cheesy bacon pasta bake. The cheesy bacon pasta bake. Can you just see it right now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. West Main Avenue, West Fargo has country fried steak today. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun at PetroServe USA. It is Tuesday today, and so you can find all kinds of Double Stamp Tuesday. Get yourself a free fast food item if it's your seventh stamp. Also, the Mountain Dew is buy two, get one free. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA. Gene's next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Gene.
The brand name for hydrochloric acid is Plavix, and I've been taking this for over 10 years for arthritis, and I'm not dead yet, so I think it's safe to use.
You're living proof, Gene, that this is just fine, huh?
You got to get your eyes checked once a year or often just to make sure nothing's happening. They give you a blood test once a year to see how your arthritis is doing. Just keep her going.
So what do you think's going on here? What is the reason for something I don't understand? I guess is a medical thing, but if you take it in your case, you've been taking it for 10 years. Other people take it for lupus, take it for, you know, malaria, whatever. But some people take it and always take it. So hasn't all of the clinical trials already been done? Haven't we decided this was a safe drug for the market? What would be the difference if I want to take it for something else?
Well, it should be okay, but I think the biggest thing is because Trump brought it up.
I think you're right.
I mentioned it.
Yeah, we should have Joe Biden. Joe Biden should have come out with this suggestion. And then the media would be selling this stuff on the street.
Everybody would use it then.
On the street corner, wouldn't they? Yeah. Exactly right.
Safe to use. I've taken it. I haven't got the flu. I've been around a little bit. And I'm fine. I'm over 80, so I'm one of the people that should be hunkered down, but I'm not.
You're not hunkering down, huh, Gene? Why not?
Well, because the cows won't miss me if I didn't feed them.
There you go. Priorities.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Gene. You take care, and thanks for listening, okay?
Okay.
Very good. Sonny Perdue has tweeted out today, during this time of national crisis, Donald Trump and the USDA are standing with our farmers and ranchers to make sure they are taken care of. Starting today, producers who have been impacted by coronavirus can now apply for the direct relief. Senator Kevin Cramer has tweeted out today, USDA is officially accepting applications for the COVID-19 assistance program. President Trump and Secretary Sonny Perdue have worked tirelessly to support our agriculture community. I encourage North Dakota producers to apply. By the way, the president tweeted over the weekend. Were you guys watching his tweet, his Twitter feed?
I was not.
You
no.
were not?
I was not.
No.
That's the part of Trump I don't pay attention to.
No, you don't get the Twitter
no.
feed? He tweeted about Dan Johnston, the Treasury candidate, endorsing the Treasury candidate in North Dakota. And there's been a little bit of a dust-up there because one candidate, Tom Beadle, had some mailings out there and had photoshopped himself in a picture with President Trump and saying he was a Trump Republican and all this, and then President Trump himself comes out with a tweet in favor of Dan Johnston. Unbelievable. So that was an interesting twist in that this weekend. We're going to talk to both those candidates at least one more time before the election as well. Here's a tweet related to the COVID direct payment program for farmers from one of our listeners here. See if anybody else is in this boat. A bunch of text here I need to get to. Texter says, looking at the COVID-19 relief package for cattle, the deadline for the majority of the money is April 15th. So those of us that couldn't send our fat cattle on time are looking at $33. per head payment versus 247 on those sold prior to April 15th. We're looking at feeding the pens into June at an additional cost of approximately $250 per head per day. We could have an additional $100 expense added to added discounts for overweight cattle. We're grateful for the help, but how is this equitable? Can't answer that question, but I bet somebody in our audience can. I bet they can. Texter says, no vaccine from Billy Gates. He's killed enough people already. Tell our governor to get off his bandwagon.
Well, the more there's something maybe to be said there. Just a bit on the Bill Gates involvement in this.
Well, on this thing?
And just in all of the vaccines and...
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know.
He's definitely vaccine happy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, you know, because our governor, Doug Burgum, is a, you know, former employee of Microsoft and therefore worked, obviously, with the Bill Gates. I wouldn't say, you know, I've never heard our governor say, gosh, we need to listen to Bill Gates about vaccines. I think they're former business colleagues. I wouldn't read too much into them.
Yeah, I don't.
But I do get a little creeped out from Gates, too, on some of his zeal for vaccinations.
Right.
You know, I mean, not for everything, right? I mean, polio, yes. Chickenpox, yes. Things that ultimately we know, I mean, I think that makes sense. The ones you need to go back to school, but everything, wow. The bromoquinine?
Quinine.
Quinine cold tablets.
Yep.
The main active ingredient in the product was, starts with a Q?
Quinine.
Quinine.
Mm-hmm.
Hydrobromide. Use of bromide products results in bromism. Bromism is a dangerous medication condition due to overconsumption of bromide-containing products such as those depicted here. There are case reports of bromism-induced death from the late 1880s through the time when these products were taken off the market in the last quarter of the 20th century. Translation, Dr. Kevin?
Quinine was very good for leg cramps and night cramping. So that was the go-to with it. But again, side effects and things for a lot of people made that. But again, if you're treating this with that and that seems to be effective, talking about long-term any sort of treatment with it. We're talking about knocking out a bug that you have now. I don't know how you. You know, and hydrochloroquine, again, chloroquine is a synthetic form of quinine.
Texter here says Klobuchar's husband took the hydroxy and it saved his life.
Yeah.
She was forced to admit that.
Yep, that's true.
Another texter says FSA office still closed because of COVID. Can't apply today. Have to wait for packet in the mail maybe by next week. Open the offices. FSA. Add it to the list. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got 5 tours for 2021. We do still have 1 tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, juventours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juventours and Travel, 237-9000, juventours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The iconic New York Stock Exchange trading floor has just reopened for the first time in months because of the pandemic. The New York Exchange president, Stacey Cunningham, says she sees symbolism in reopening in a city that's been suffering through so much.
We can set an example for how America should reopen slowly, cautiously. It's an important thing for our economy more broadly as we look to get us started.
Besides having to follow a host of guidelines, traders have to sign a waiver that would limit the stock exchange's liability if they do end up coming down with the virus. SpaceX is gearing up to send two NASA astronauts to the International Space Station tomorrow afternoon from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will become the first U.S. astronauts to launch into orbit from American soil in nearly a decade. And this is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Kind of day today for his birthday, huh?
Lately, why not?
Yeah.
The great.
There you go. Don't make them like that anymore, do they? I guess it's 71, did you say, for Hank Jr.
71 today. There, by the grace of God, he made it there, too, I'll tell you.
How about that? Hey, Father's Day is coming up. That's right.
Yeah, it is.
Our next big holiday, I'm thinking, be a perfect way to put a smile on Dad's face if you give him a better night's sleep. How do you give them a better night's sleep? You give them a better night's sleep with My Pillow. That's right. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Most important thing to your sleep is My Pillow. Simple as that. Right now, and by the way, if you got one already and you say, well, I already got the pillow. There's towels, there's sheets, there's the founder, Mike Lindell's book. What are the odds? Crack Addict, the CEO. All of that. If you buy the book, you get a $25 gift card from MyPillow. 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott for MyPillow. Let's go to Tyler in Watford City while we wait for the Lieutenant Governor to join us on the program. Brent Sack.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Loving that Hank Jr., by the way. Yeah, I was just noticing an observation. Went to mine yesterday, doing the usual, you know, Home Depot, Menards, all 9 yards, trying to buy a computer. And I was kind of surprised, you know, with Home Depot or with Best Buy, we were trying to buy a computer, cash in hand, and they told us to go buy it online. They're only letting people in by appointment. And, you know, I feel like it's our civic duty to get out and support these businesses. But, I mean, it's kind of strange to me as they're pushing people away. Why can Best Buy... Why do I have to make an appointment to go there, but I can walk right in and buy garden gnomes at Menards? It just seems like it's very selective pain, and I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around it.
Well, in North Dakota, there are not a lot of restrictions. I mean, at the height of this, 93% of the business and commerce in the state had no restrictions whatsoever. You know, like the whole churches fiasco they're going through in Minnesota right now. Oh, you can have 10 people there. Okay, we'll let you have a few more there. That was all self-inflicted wounds. That wasn't, you know, that was Minnesota doing that. Here in North Dakota, it's not. As I say, at the height, 93% had freedoms. 7% had restrictions like, if you go and get your haircut or you get personal services and whatnot where you might be there. So, I don't know. I would say in the case of Best Buy, clearly they're corporate. They're a Minnesota company. And so and they've got some strange rules. But that's self-inflicted wounds.
Absolutely. Is there a mom-and-pop company I can go give my money to that wants? Because, I mean, when Best Buy told me, go to our website and buy it, then you pick it up here, I'm like, well, that kind of defeats purpose trying to go out and shop locally if you just could steer me towards your website. So, I mean, who's somebody in North Dakota that wants our business? If we can't walk in there, but I can go to Menards and buy a garden gnome, you know, who can I buy a computer from? I'd rather just go out and shop locally, push that message, give me some people in Minot that want our business. I'm sick of this corporate game.
Yeah, good for you, Tyler. Appreciate the call, and if anybody wants to answer that question, they can. Our next guest is Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Brent Sanford. Brent, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Very good. How are you this morning, Scott?
Doing well. Wanted to talk a little bit about, and by the way, if you have questions or comments for Brent, they're certainly welcome. 701-258-0550. You can also call us at 701-271-1100 if you're West Fargo, Fargo, Mandan. Bismarck, Mandan, 258-0550. West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, 701-271-1100. Or text either Todd or I. Go that route, too. Let's talk a little bit about, this is a story I think that really hasn't been told necessarily, but we have consistently had some high percentage per capita testing, and there was a chart that Dr. Brooks put up at the White House last week and had North Dakota at number two. And that story isn't, you know, I don't recall seeing it in many newspapers, any kind of news coverage out here, but what's going on there?
Yes, we've been, at the governor's insistence, we've been pushing for more and more tests so we can have more data. We can actually go in when we do contact tracing and send in teams to do testing around those individuals that have had contact with positive tests. And actually, you know, we're actually, you know, looking for those positives, trying to isolate, trying to identify them. And so what's happened is we and a couple other states like New Mexico have low percentage positives of those that take tests, but we are testing at the rate of those states on the eastern seaboard that have the extreme outbreaks. So North Dakota has been going neck and neck with New York on testing rates. We're at 8.7% of our population has been tested, and New York went back in front of us. Now, last week we were ahead of them the whole week, and now they went ahead of us this weekend. They're at 8.9%, so we're neck and neck with them. We've passed Massachusetts. They're 7.8%. The only one that's out in front of us is Rhode Island at 12.55%, and they're the headquarters of CVS Pharmacy, who is doing a lot of the testing for them. And Rhode Island is actually smaller than my home county of McKenzie County, so it's a little easier to get everyone there. But we are so far out in front of other states in our region, it's incredible. Minnesota, for example, has tested only 3.6% of their population. And you get down into Iowa, 4.2%. South Dakota has been, you know, in that 4 to 5% as well. And you know, so we're testing aggressively, and yet we're staying in that, you know, top 10 of low percentage of positives as well.
So what is the value of that data to know, you know, the percentage-wise you're in the top of the country as far as, you know, per capita? What do you do with that? What does that tell you?
Well, the first thing is the test of how prevalent it is out of the people that are taking the test, what percentage of them are showing up as positive. And, for example, Hawaii and Alaska have been hovering around that 1% mark. So of the portion of your population that's taking the test, in Alaska and Hawaii and now Montana, they're in the 0.9 to 1.4% range. So they're in a safe zone. Their economy should be opened up according to the White House specifications. You got West Virginia, 2.1%. This weekend, Vermont and Oregon actually slipped below us. Their cases have really fallen off. They're at 3.2 and 3.5%. We're 3.7% with being leaders in how assertive and aggressive we've been on gathering more tests around those contact tracing type positives. And so, anyway, it tells you where you're at, your report card, if you will. For example, New Jersey and New York have been struggling to get below 30% on all of those folks that have been taking the test. So it's incredible how much prevalence there was. There's still 24.9% of everyone that's taken a test in New Jersey has been a positive. And here we are at 3.7%. And even in Cass County, where we have the most cases, you're between 8 or 9% of people that take a test are positive, you know, which puts you in the range of a state like Arizona or now Ohio and Mississippi after their cases have come down, Georgia after their cases have come down. But, you know, it's not Alabama, 7.7%, North Carolina 7. So Cass County is kind of like in those ranges of states that have never really gotten to that New Jersey, New York percentage, piece. And so it gives us an idea where we are. But most importantly, by testing a lot and going into the contact tracing and testing folks, you find out, are the families, are the people that have been in contact with those workers, the coworkers, et cetera, are they positive? And then you're able to quarantine people and let them test until they turn out negative. Then they can go back to work. Then they can go back and be safe in their homes and at work.
So how does those numbers and the percentages doing as well as we are here inform the next phase, which would be, I guess, phase three? Is that right? For North Dakota.
Yes. Right, and we've been. If you follow what the governor's going to be rolling out this week, I think we're looking at, basically county by county. Is it a concept that was put out last week and the reopening with different phases? And so what happens there is there's counties that still haven't had a positive, and the counties besides Cass are really declining. You've seen Burley and Morton. Morton had a few cases in a long-term care situation recently, but other than that, there had been really a decline. In Stark County, Burley County, Morton County, Montreal County were some early spots where we had more cases at a time when Grand Forks County had zero. Then you saw the LM Wind outbreak happen, and then Fargo started picking up, and in Fargo you've got manufacturing plants, and long-term care is where, if you had to, point your finger of where are we seeing cases, and it's in those professions where you're high contact. They're essential. They kept going to work. And then if you can't adequately distance and you're in the same proximity, they seem to be some of those where there's more prevalence of positives happening. The good thing is we've gone nowhere near of overtaxing our hospitalizations. We're planning for, what happens if you really tax your emergency rooms and ICUs, and we haven't gotten there. There is word that Minnesota is having a little bit more stress. They're having to make sure and prioritize there and moving people around to the ICUs without as much of an outbreak as you see more happening in the Twin Cities area. But in North Dakota, we've not gotten to that point.
So the county by county thing you mentioned, you would anticipate phase three will be this county's ready, that one's not, that it'll be a county by county transition to phase three opening?
That's the direction that we were outlining last week, and it didn't get to that specific, but the a lot of questions on events and on it came up, around graduations, et cetera. But, everybody's wondering, on the county and city calls, they're wondering about their street dances and their summer events, et cetera. And of course, educators are looking at what's going to happen for August and for school already. And so the concept that health department governor's office are looking at is being able to look at the phases by regions, by counties, et cetera, and go from there. And then if you have cases where you've got an outbreak that happens, then you can focus the resources, where the outbreaks happen. And that's the goal right now in Cass County. The Cass County Task Force is looking at focused testing in Cass County and public health in Cass County, and the mayors and the county are very involved with the health department, the National Guard, Unified Command, Governor's Office, and just keep testing in Cass County, trying to find out where those hot spots are and what we can do about it.
Texter asked the question, how soon until antibody testing becomes available so we can see how many people in the state have actually had the virus? Adam wants to know.
Antibody testing is available. If you go to your clinic and provider, they should be able to point out where to have that done. That there's a test that numerous clinics have in Bismarck that's the antibody test from Mayo Clinic that is available.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back with more with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Questions or comments, welcome in our final segment, which is straight ahead. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Bismarck-Mandan, West Fargo-Fargo-Moorhead, 271-1100.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
17 in a small town, weak knees in a CVS, door locked in the bathroom, what's it gonna be waiting on that test? Never thought that they'd be putting those life plans on the shelf, a couple American babies raising one up their self. One beer turns into a cigarette burning.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by the University of Mary. Heads up for those that served our country. The University of Mary wants to serve you now. A military-friendly school with online and in-person classes available for busy adults. They have campus in Bismarck, but also obviously online and in-person classes around the state. They make it their mission to prepare you for promotion in the military or success in a civilian career. And to do so, they offer a number of services specifically for military students. Full support team, personal care, scholarships, reimbursements, credit for prior learning too. Classes are coming up. They start June 4th. If your application fee is in, you have a shot at the June 4th start, and you can ask for a free application because the fee is waived when you mention what's on your mind. How about that? University of Mary, ready to serve you right now. Get started today by connecting with a member of the military services team at online.umary.edu/military-services. John in Bismarck, question or comment for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind.
When I was a young boy, 6 years old, I had scarlet fever. And my doctor was Dr. Owens. He was well-known in Bismarck area. And he gave me some quinine in order to overcome this scarlet fever, because my fever was all up in the upper range and I was dying. So he did, that's what he gave me was quinine, because it was a new drug in that time. And then also I found out that they also gave, in those days I have talked to a lot of people in my lifetime because I'm 80 now. And zinc is another product that helps you improve your immune system.
Heard that, too. Well, it sounds like it all worked, John, and we're glad it did.
Yeah, I'm glad it did, too.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. Amazing how many different innovations have been discussed through all of this as well. Another texter says, can you ask Mr. Sanford why Cass County virus numbers are so high?
Well, and I think the governor's been pretty clear on that. I mean, we go in and we're doing the contact tracing, and we also have to remember that, like I said, the percentages, we're testing a lot in Cass County, but the percentages are still not an alarming point. They're in that 8 to 9%. And I'm trying to pull it up as I'm visiting here, but the what that means is you're in the place where states that are not high outbreak are Arizona, Missouri, et cetera. But we are testing a lot. We're going in and trying to make sure we're contact tracing. We don't want to end up with a South Dakota type situation around their pork processing plant. Same happened in Iowa around pork processing plants. So we're trying to get in and be proactive and do testing with the Cass County Task Force of going to manufacturers and testing, going to long-term care and testing and make sure that we're being proactive and getting a handle on it, because the asymptomatic spread is tough to get in front of. If people don't know they have it and they're spreading it for a couple of weeks in their workplace, that's when you get the outbreaks like we saw in some of these processing plants.
You know, the targeted testing that happens when you find an outbreak and you go in there and test sends, obviously, the daily case count numbers up. Is it possible to break out the numbers between the baseline and then also the targeted test so they aren't lumped together?
Well, I would assume there would be, Scott, but there gets to be a gray line of which are which. But what's happening is when we're comparing to other states, it's all aggregated, and you look at that positive test rate aggregated by state, but you can break it down into by county, and again, it's aggregated. And it's pretty safe to say that we're a high proportion of the testing we're doing here is actually the proactive testing. It's not happening at the clinics as much as when our unified command and our health department are going in and identifying areas based on the contact tracing where to be testing at. So it's a majority of ours is actually in that, the proactive testing arena. But if you're comparing your data to other counties, to other states, et cetera, it's all put together. One thing that we're trying to make sure is we're being consistent on all the retesting, et cetera, with other states as well.
Talk just real quickly, less than a minute left, but have you wrapped your arms around the impact economically yet, or is it a matter of keeping our head down, getting through this, and then coming back out and worrying about that? I mean, any thought to what the economic fallout of this is going to be yet?
No, I mean it's pretty well versed of what's we are well versed in what's happening worldwide and nationwide with the stock market, with overall economy and unemployment, historic unemployment, you know, haven't seen since the Great Depression. In North Dakota, we hope that people are getting back to work. We hope that consumers are feeling safe enough to be purchasing again. But really, our state budget and a lot of our economy is based on the oil price, and that is really in the doldrums. So in the 30s is not enough. We need that to come up, and that'll help us for budgeting time. So we'll remain to be seen how we get through the summer and fall.
Yeah, percentage-wise, it's a nice increase off of those lows, but it's still a dismal number. A long way to go there, no doubt about that. And, of course, it'll take the man that gets the country back. Well, we have to let Brent go. UAS test site meeting coming up here at the top of the hour. There's some good economic indicators right there. Brent, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
More coming up.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dream. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.